Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Department of Agriculture yesterday confirmed a second outbreak of bird flu at a commercial turkey facility in County Meath following confirmation of the disease in a Carlow flock. From next Monday, all poultry and captive birds will be under a compulsory housing order to minimise further risk of bird flu spreading. So will it have an impact on the supply of Christmas turkeys? And what is the risk posed to the public? Martin Hayden, Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, is on the line. Minister, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, people wondering, why wasn't the ban implemented immediately? Why wait till next Monday?
So, first of all, the housing order, which I introduced yesterday in consultation with my colleague, Minister Andrew Muir in Northern Ireland, it's really important we work closely together because we are the one epidemiological island. It is only one of the tools in our armoury to try and help reduce the risk of the spread of this H5N1 strain from our wild bird population, where we know it is and it has been in circulation, to our commercial flocks and our captive birds. The most important measure that commercial flock owners and people who have backyard hens and others can do is the mandatory biosecurity measures that everyone has been doing. The housing order in place, anybody who has a commercial flock, they don't want to get this. You know, it's a devastating blow for the flock owners in Carlow and Meath this week. So anyone that can house straight away are housing straight away. But I am mindful that there are some flock owners whose housing wouldn't have been ready to have them in straight away today. And if I had introduced that legislation through a statutory instrument to be effective as of from today, I would have criminalised people that didn't have an ability to get them in straight away. So effectively, everybody who can house straight away is doing so.
Sure.
But for those who need a couple of days to clean out their sheds, and there is a transition and a changeover, depending on what stage you're at in your cycle with poultry, that everybody needs those couple of days just to get themselves right.
Now, when cases of bird flu are detected in a flock, is the entire flock culled?
Yes, absolutely. So what we've had is the first time since 2022, the highly pathogenic avian influenza identified in a commercial flock in Carlow earlier this week, as a commercial flock of turkeys. And then unfortunately, a second positive case yesterday in Meath. So what happens in that space is the entire flock is culled. The flock owner will be compensated, and there's a process for them to work through on that. And that really is in the best interest of the overall country. I know it's very hard for the individuals involved. Farmers' nature is to mind their stock, and it is a devastating blow for them. But what we put in place is a 3-kilometre protection zone around the site and a 10-kilometre surveillance zone. There are trade implications in certain incidents for some of our exporting poultry, but the majority of our poultry goes to the EU and UK, which allow for regionalisation, which means it's only exports from the surveillance zone that wouldn't be accepted, whereas some countries don't accept regionalization and your entire country has lost its disease-free status for what is a notifiable disease.
Yeah. Now, tell me about what happens to the culled flock. I mean, do those birds which are not yet affected by the bird flu, are they sold into the shops?
No.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
So there's two things to say here. First of all, the entire flock in Carlow and in Meath that had to be euthanized do not enter the food chain. That's set down in the legislation. But it's also important to say to the general public that there is no food safety concerns once poultry meat is properly cooked. Poultry meat properly cooked and eggs are fine to eat, and there isn't an issue there. Where the general public can assist us in this is in relation to if they identify sick or dead wild birds, that they don't handle them, and that instead they report them either through my regional veterinary offices around the country, or the contact details are on the Department of Agriculture website as well, where you can report a sick or dead bird but not handle it yourself.
Now, what about products that are labelled free range and they will no longer be free ranging, perhaps? They'll be in sheds. What happens to the eggs? What happens to the birds? Are they still labelled as free range?
Yes, the legislation allows for this, that if it's a mandatory housing order, which is what I've had to introduce, then that free range status remains. You would hope, and like I had to introduce a housing order in February, March time earlier this year. It lasted for a few weeks and then was able to be lifted as we transitioned out of the high risk period. The housing order this time will have to be in place for sometime longer, I would imagine. But it does allow for us to continue to maintain the free range element because they've been housed at the owners at a direction of the state as a, you know, an animal welfare protective measure.
Now, like human flu, is there a seasonal aspect to this? I mean, are we likely to get it only at certain times of the year?
So it can be prevalent at any time of the year. And as we saw in Fota Wildlife Park in Cork, that the wild bird incidents of it testing positive down there as well, which forced its closure back a number of weeks ago. But we are from November through to about April is the high risk period for the transmission of this, because our migratory birds are carrying this in our wild bird population, and also the fact that the temperature is cool. This is one variant actually that benefits and lasts longer from cooler variants. So in my time in the Department of Agriculture, since I was appointed minister back in January, I've learned about a lot of nasty diseases and in animals and in plants and in different elements. Some operate at different times. We've done very well to keep blue tongue off the island of Ireland, which is rampant across Europe in our beef population. And that travels by a midge activity, and that midge activity needs heat. So we've just transitioned out of the high risk period for blue tongue virus from April until about October. And now we're into the high risk period for avian influenza, which is between now and about next March or April.
Now, you can obviously keep birds in sheds and that's fine, but then there may be contamination brought into a farm or a location. And the big companies, they're very conscious of this, and they'll sterilize the tires of vans coming on site. They'll make sure that people are in their PPE and all the rest of it when they're dealing with the birds to keep them safe. But the smaller people who have a few birds knocking around the place producing eggs, maybe for their own consumption, and the idea that the fox who gets into the hen house, for example, could be a vector for the spread of this disease.
Yeah, exactly. So people who have backyard hens, as we refer to it, and there are many, many people listening to your show this morning who have a few hens who love their free range eggs. And it's once you get used to the taste of them, it's very hard to go back, to be honest. It is really important that they register with my department so that we can communicate clearly to them the important biosecurity measures that are in place. Where there's an ability to house, they need to be in the houses and away from interaction with wild birds. But similarly, if there isn't that housing option, there is other measures that can be taken, like netting over the area, keeping them separated, again, from the wild birds, feeding them in an indoor situation so that their feed and water isn't available to the wild bird to interact with. But then, very importantly, having shoe coverings and not walking it in or walking it out. This is something that can, be in poultry feces and be carried on your shoe and be carried around. And as you say, foxes or others. So we absolutely do need backyard hens to be segregated away from its interaction. Now, anyone that has backyard hens doesn't want the fox in around them or near them. So they will all have them fenced in a way that the fox can't easily get at them. But even for humans, changing your clothes, those biosecurity measures are absolutely critical. They're even more effective and more important than the housing order. But
Minister, finally, we should ask about the impact on the Christmas turkey market. I mean, are people going to maybe do a precautionary cull of a flock because they might be coming to the end of the cycle, and rather than have them diseased with this bird flu, they decide to kill them early, therefore producing a smaller turkey? Is that a likely outcome?
No, not right now. If you were to see, that might be a case in near the end of November if there was a lot more of these cases being announced and being confirmed in the coming weeks. But, you know, we would hope that the measures we're putting in place will mean we can keep a lid on this, and that the regions that have been affected are all that are affected. To put into context, and not to minimise in any way the devastation this is for the flock owner in Carlow or in Meath, but we're talking about some thousand of turkeys. In 2023, we processed 1.6 million turkeys in Ireland. So it would have to be a very broad, extensive impact across the country to really impact on consumers' availability of turkeys or the price point either. And I think decisions around earlier processing of turkeys and meaning smaller turkeys, you know, you wouldn't be making that decision as a flock owner until late November, and you'd really want to be, it'd want to be very prevalent at that stage for that to be happening. So suggestions that will be the case would strike me as very premature at this stage.
Martin Hayden, Minister for Agriculture, Food and the Marine, thank you very much for joining us. Now,
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.